USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks take a nosedive after the best day since 2020. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,063 points to close at 32,997. The sharp drop comes one day after a rally on Wednesday following the Fed Reserve's announcement that it was going to raise interest rates. As far as inflation and supply chain issues that are still affecting everything, former Home Depot and Chrysler head Bob Nardelli has some ideas to help.
Let's get the ports resolved, the port issues resolved. We've got hundreds of container ships.
At least three people are dead who were stabbed to death in Tel Aviv, Israel, after a possible terrorist attack. Police are still looking for the suspect. The attack comes 1 month after another terrorist attack in the city. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.